XJMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Are we spending or not?
In the last month, not really, actually. So this is all, we've got quite a lot of local economic data flowing around at the moment. So this is all part of the rich tapestry, Mike, that we try and interpret and distill down to figure out what's happening to the economic heartbeat of the country. And so we've all been talking about Costco, haven't we, the last couple of days, and the store out in West Auckland there. But so yesterday we had retail card spending data, so that's somewhat appropriate. Unfortunately, for the retail community, May wasn't good news. Retail spending much weaker than expected, fell by 0.5%. I think expectations were for a small rise there, so a little bit unexpected. So this comes from the electronic card spending data series, which raises the inevitable observation, doesn't it? Does anybody actually spend any money not using electronic cards these days? I mean, I still carry cash around, but it's fair to say, Mike, that I don't shop very much, so I'm not going to move the needle in this series. Total spending, 0.2% on electronic cards, up 3.6% over the year. The retail spending breakdown, as I said, 0.5% down for the month, but still up 3.2% year on year. Now, look, this is only a monthly number, so it's not a trend just yet. It has slowed over the last 3 months. If I look across the industry breakdown, I do take notice of spending in the durable goods sector. That's down 0.8%. So this is furniture, hardware, appliances. So I think we could possibly make the comment that that's an impact of perhaps the flat and less buoyant housing market. So people spending less on household stuff. So that wealth effect, not as big a factor from your sort of house price going up, not as big a factor anymore. But if I sort of look ahead, Mike, you've got increased government spending coming our way. We've also got probably more stimulatory interest rate settings and potentially even more stimulatory interest rate settings. So perhaps there may be some tailwinds behind retail spending, so wouldn't expect significant weakness looking ahead.
Now, talk to me about the migration numbers, because if the numbers are accurate, we got something going on here, but are they accurate?
I think we're getting more confidence in these. So the migration numbers released yesterday, so I'm not going to rehash the background in detail, but the data collection series had the collection exercises changed. So we're now getting these provisional estimates, which then become progressively more accurate over time, but it can be 5 to 6 months before we get a stable number. I think analysts and economists are slowly rebuilding confidence in the numbers, but the story really is, Mike, the story really is, at a high level, we are seeing a continuation of strong levels of inward migration. I haven't really seen much slowdown at all. So we're off the absolute high, sure, but net migration still running at historically very robust levels. Look at the provisional estimates for April. Arrivals, 151,000. Departures, just over 95,000. So net migration, just a smidgen under 56,000. Now, still subject to plenty of ongoing revision, Mike, but here's the thing. We now know that peak migration was probably 64,000 in 2016, not the 72,000 as we previously thought. That was the number that was being bandied around in the middle of the election campaign, where there was a big debate over migration. So peak migration, 64,000. We're now running at 56,000. It's not really a great deal different from the peak at all.
Exactly.
We've gone from 64 to 56. We're still running very high migration levels.
High, big deal when you're in opposition, not so big deal when you're in government, eh? What are the numbers?
You would have to say that. The Dow Jones, 25,982. It's off to 66 points at the moment, about a quarter of a percent. Similar numbers, similar fall in the S&P 500 at the moment as well, 2878. Also down about 2.24%. The NASDAQ has lost just under 0.5% at the moment, 36.6 points down, 7785. The FTSE 100, they lost 317367. The Nikkei was down 0.35%, 211.29. And the Shanghai Composite, also down just over 0.5%, lost 16.2909. The ASX 200 down 3 points yesterday, closing at 6543. And the NZX 50, where we bucked the trend again yesterday, we went up 66 points, closing at 10,205. And the currency on the wholesale markets, one New Zealand dollar will buy you 0.6576 US, 0.9486 Aussie, €0.5821, €0.5180, £71.33. Gold trading at $1,333. And Brent crude, we might have to have a chat about oil tomorrow, Mike. Yeah. $60.73.
I am loving
oil
it.
Oil prices coming off.
I like it.
Yeah, cheaper to put those flying taxis in the air.
Dead right. Get those V12s back on the road. Good to see you, Andrew Kelleher from JMI Wealth. He's at jmiwealth.co.nz.